struck me as a little bit ironic that here we are talking about all things digital, and if you saw what's going on here, my script is balanced on a few old files stuck together with gaffer tape to give it a bit more height, and I think that's, that says a lot about where our industry is at the moment. Anyway, the themes of today's conference, content convergence and creativity, sit at the very heart of the fundamental transformation that's taking place across the entire media industry. And it is a transformation that's being driven by the explosion in digital media. So let's start with the current state of our industry. It is imperative that traditional media businesses understand that the role of digital media is critical to their future. As media continues to fragment, our businesses will only thrive by placing digital at the center of their operations. This is not to say that print media, that newspapers have had their day, far from it. Although, if you listened to the dinosaur-like roars of some of our more prehistoric media commentators, you could be forgiven for thinking that it was all over for the printed word. There has been a lot of pessimistic, very depressing talk, we just heard it there from Nick, suggesting that the days of newspapers are numbered and that it's only a matter of time before newspapers are eclipsed completely by the internet. But it's plain to see that digital media is revolutionising the way that consumers and advertisers use media, but the digital revolution does not mean the end of newspapers as we know them. We are now undoubtedly in a period of profound economic downturn, which is having an inevitable impact on consumer-facing media businesses, and it's certainly a torrid time for newspaper advertising revenues. But I would say this to those who are writing the obituary for print. Newspapers are iconic media brands, and they have shown themselves to be highly resilient in cyclical downturns, and they will still be here when the cycle turns. Indeed, we believe that the power, the profitability, and the unique attributes of newspapers will play a key role in the future of media, both in print, as they always have done, but also from the new opportunities that digital brings for traditional print brands. Across our industry, newspapers are showing that their brand strength, their reach, and their customer relationships are providing a strong platform for new digital revenues, which are driving new growth. But, as we've already heard this morning, this growth will get harder. Digital businesses can no longer simply rely on a rising tide of growth. Indeed, the latest market figures show that the downturn in the economy is now affecting digital media, with growth rates now falling in 2008, and the market expecting to be far more challenging in 2009. And as we've seen, even Google is not immune. So what will happen to digital media in an economic downturn? Well, only the strong will survive. Building new digital audiences is the right thing to do. Attracting millions of unique users to your digital brands is great. But if businesses can't convert those users into revenue and then to sustainable profits, then they will simply run out of cash. This is no time for vanity publishing. Our business models have to be sound, and our investment plans have to be able to withstand short-term economic shock. I'm firmly of the belief that there will be casualties in the coming months. Remember 1999? Well, 2009 will be like Groundhog Day. For the lucky, we should expect consolidation, and for the less fortunate, there will be failure. But I believe in market forces. The strongest brands and the most resilient businesses will survive and prosper, and they will go on to become great digital businesses. Those that don't, frankly, never had a business in the first place. But I come back to my opening point. For publishers, building new digital audiences and new digital revenues is critical. Print will survive this downturn, just as it has others before it, but the future is undoubtedly multi-platform, print and digital together. In short, digital is not a nice to have, it's a must have. And to make a difference, it has to be a business of scale. And that's our goal at Trinity Mirror, building a digital business of real scale, and I emphasize the word business. So, reality check over. Let's turn to our themes for today: content, creativity, and firstly, convergence. Media businesses are still adapting to media fragmentation. Clearly, the growth of digital creates challenges for traditional print publishers in that it increases competition, but it also brings a wealth of very real opportunities. We're all adapting from a predominantly one-way conversation, an editorial monologue, to a dialogue. Currently in print, we publish at a frequency that suits us, in a format that suits us, and we get paid for it. Future success means providing consumers with what they want, when they want it, we've all heard it before, and in the format of their choice, and almost certainly for free. Well, that's quite a change. Oh, and we still need to make some money. So how we publish and the cost base that comes with it also has to change, because the economics have changed. Let's look at the newspaper editorial process, the historic, traditional, five-step process, that of reporter to news desk to designer to sub to revise, has remained largely unchanged for decades. Well, I've got news for you. These processes are an impediment to success in a multimedia world. To build a successful multimedia business and a digital business of scale, we have to be prepared to rethink the entire publishing process. To give an example, in my own business, we're investing in new multimedia newsrooms, as I'm sure many of you are. In August, we announced a radical new way of working across our newsrooms in our Midlands business. A single integrated newsroom across three titles, a centralized production unit to produce high quality content across multiple media channels. Our journalists will be working across all titles horizontally by content area rather than traditionally by specific title, with content produced once and published across multimedia platforms. And this new way of working is made possible by cutting-edge web-based technology. Simplified workflows will allow us to reduce that historic five-step process down to three steps: content creation, multimedia desk, and page finishing. So driving significant efficiencies, a lower cost base, but crucially without detriment to editorial quality. Plus we can better and more effectively harness the power of user-generated content. We believe that such changes are critical in unlocking the power of our trusted brands and so allowing us to draw upon our greatest strength, our content, whether that be in print, on mobile, or online. At Trinity Mirror, our investment in building our brands digitally is delivering real results, with our latest research showing that our newspaper companion websites add 37% additional reach to our regional print titles. And simply put, that means that if an advertiser places an ad in one of our print titles and a banner ad on the companion website, they can expect to reach an audience which is 37% more adults who don't read the newspaper. And this enables us to drive revenue by selling advertisers an overall reach figure across print and digital, and clearly demonstrates that regional media is a growth business. Rightly, advertisers increasingly demand a degree of convergence in their dealings with media companies. And to meet this demand across the industry, we have to ensure that our sales teams are really equipped with the knowledge and the skills to put together creative solutions across print and digital. Solutions which drive not only that increased reach, but deliver measurable and quantifiable results for our customers. Moving on to content. Well, as I touched on earlier, the traditional relationship between journalist and reader is changing. It's not a one-way street anymore, where journalists make pronouncements and a passive audience laps them up. The future is here already, and it's all about interaction. increasingly, our readers have a very different relationship with their media. If you grow up using social networking sites, whether that be Facebook or MySpace or LinkedIn, you interact with media differently. Your expectations of media are different than our previous audiences. Your expectations of technology, of brands, and of content. So I think that we have to think about the wider definition of content, going beyond the boundaries of just plain hard news, the boundaries of entertainment. And this really does require new skills in our newsrooms and a cultural change so that our journalists have the skills to prompt, to orchestrate, and to publish that wealth of user-generated content. And we've seen this reflected in the explosion in citizen journalism, in blogging, and in the opportunities for audience contributions and participation that now exist right across the media. As a business with more than 150 years experience of publishing, it goes without saying that at Trinity Mirror, we are proud of our long-standing tradition of first-class print journalism. But our editorial teams, from national to regional, are now producing quality content right across our multimedia business in a variety of different ways. And I think a good example of how publishers can use digital content to build new businesses is in the area of what we call our hyperlocal sites. Now, we're really excited about these sites because they allow us to delve really, really deeply into our communities, in fact, right down to postcode level. And the important thing here is that they're not just smaller versions of our companion sites. They bring together readers' and users' contributions to create compelling content and advertising platforms, producing a level of grassroots coverage that's closer to the community than a traditional newspaper could ever achieve. They're more localized, content is created for local people, by local people, and they carry grassroots community information to make them useful to where you live. Our journalists coordinate an army of community bloggers who produce a rich and diverse mix of content, from hundreds of teenagers posting photos and comments on their school prom, to the sad death of a local character that prompted overwhelming numbers of tributes from all corners of the community. In terms of the business model, these new sites appeal to small local businesses to whom advertising to a tightly targeted geography is highly effective. And they're also attracting larger customers, whether they're sold as part of a national campaign or through sponsorship. And our goal for these sites is for them to be the indispensable guide for the communities that they serve. And I think, interestingly, five of the sites have spawned spin-off print products. Delivered through the letterbox in the appropriate postcode area, they feature content from the website, both editorial and advertising. And they act as a promotional flyer to direct readers back towards the website, so creating a truly virtuous publishing circle. And as a next step, we're launching a map-based news service across our regional sites, with our editorial content geo-tagged and pinpointed to postcode level, bringing our brands ever closer to our users. And this is in this is live in public beta today on the Liverpool Echo site, so take a look. These are the sorts of new content opportunities that digital media presents us with, opportunities that we simply could not have imagined 2010 or even 5 years ago, and I've no doubt that this is just the beginning. It's plain to see that the way that content is being produced and published is changing rapidly in the digital area. There are more options to reach audiences, and so more options to satisfy advertisers, and that can only be good for business. So now to the third C, creativity. Well, great media businesses are built on creativity and innovation. They always have been. Digital presents a new, broader canvas of opportunities for publishers beyond the boundaries of our existing products and the markets that they reach. But to realize those opportunities, we need to be bold, ambitious, and we need to be in a perpetual state of innovation. We have to be prepared to try new things, knowing that not everything will work. That's not the behaviour of traditional newspaper companies, and we have to be prepared to take innovation seriously in the way that we resource it. The digital era has given us a new breed of content creators, highly talented journalists who can work across multiple media channels. For example, our new multimedia journalists in the Midlands are being trained to use the latest smartphone technology to take pictures and to shoot video to accompany their content. Well, that's a far more creative and fulfilling canvas than simply writing 500 words for tomorrow's paper. And I think that these new editorial roles will better enable us to attract the top creative talent that we must have in our businesses if we are going to thrive in this new digital age. I've spoken about the three C's, convergence, content, and creativity, but I'd also like to add a fourth C for you to consider this morning, and that's competition. Fair competition between publishers in the digital age can only be a good thing, and the media markets are now more competitive than ever, which is vital in helping us to drive innovation across our industry. However, there is a current example of unfair competition, which is in danger of skewing the market. You will no doubt be aware that the BBC have announced plans to spend £68 million of public money on expanding its local websites. They would like us to believe that this is nothing more than a natural and gentle enhancement to an existing service. But they show little concern that the proposal threatens the online future of a vibrant, growing, and diverse commercial sector. Commercial media companies have invested, and indeed are still investing heavily, in the development of local digital services. I've already outlined some of the new digital products that we're developing at Trinity Mirror, and the regional press alone now publishes over 1,100 local websites. But these are embryonic businesses created by companies who have to assess the risk involved in every penny spent on new ventures. If online audiences are diverted away to BBC sites through unfair competition using public money and the BBC's unparalleled promotional machine, there will be an impact on the commercial sector's ability to develop its digital businesses, to grow new digital revenues, and to invest. At present, commercial local services are being provided across the country by a number of different businesses. But rather than being a bad thing, this is driving innovation. Fair competition is to be welcomed, and critically, these commercial sites compete on a level playing field without the distortion of £68 million of public money. In short, this proposal is a threat to the development and the diversity of the local media sector online, and potentially to its print-based cousins. It's anti-competitive, it's unnecessary, and it will waste public money, replicating existing, growing commercial offerings. And my concern here is not theoretical. This is about real businesses, real jobs, and real people. We all love the BBC, but I would ask you this. Would we love it quite so much if it's the only thing that we had? So to conclude for this morning, there's a fundamental change taking place across the media industry, and digital media is at its heart. For traditional media companies, we have to change to be part of that future. We can keep looking in the rearview mirror, remembering how things were, the halcyon days when we had it pretty much all to ourselves. Or we can look forward, realizing that the world is now a very different place, prepared to replace obsolete processes with modern technology and modern working practices, freeing up capital to invest in areas of growth. This new digital world is crammed with opportunities for those bold, innovative, and creative enough to grasp them. But as I've just said, it's important that media companies are competing on a level playing field. Fair competition is healthy and it breeds innovation. It drives the creation of vital products to bring to the market, good for consumers and good for advertisers. There are tough times ahead. The weak will fall by the wayside, but the strongest, the most resilient, and the most innovative will survive. because those are the publishers that are building the great media brands, the businesses of the future. And when we look back in 5 years, we will say that this was the defining time for our industry.